specific things. I did talk to Sarah at RSA to make sure we're all on the same page. The RSA was, we've probably seen the duty list, are Chad Ring, Rod Schaefer, Tom Van Milligan, and Brian Goodman. Okay, let's start with the multi-round event. Parachute duration, streamer duration. The streamer or parachute has to come completely out of the tube, or the DQ, for non-deployal. It doesn't have to open, it doesn't have to be unfurled, it can be a melted ball, but it has to be out of the tube. If a piece of the streamer comes off, that's a DQ for separation. As far as timing them, we're going to time to max. If the first timer happens to lose it at, for example, 2 minutes, and the second timer can still see it, they're going to time to double max, just to make sure that if they were to stop at max, then it would be 2.5, it wouldn't be a max anymore, but it would seem to max. So we're going to time to max, unless the first timer loses it, and then it'll be to double max. Any questions?
What are the maxes?
Leave it at 3.
3 and 4.
4 per streamer. Yes?
You said if my don't get the chute completely or streamer completely on the tube, that'd be a DQ. Under what rule?
That's a 2012 textbook here.
Then
it's self-penalizing, yes.
Well, then the self-penalizing rule trumps what you just said, that whether it's a melted ball out in the air or whether it's a melted ball inside the tube. The only way those balls should be in the tube would be if they're unsafe.
Do one of my RSOs want to comment?
Pam?
Yes.
It must deploy a streamer of at least 5-to-1 ratio.
Okay, and if it's still in the tube, then it has deployed.
It has not deployed. If it's a melted ball, then what George is saying is true. It's not deployed a streamer of 5-to-1 ratio, unless if a melted ball was part of it, that is 5-to-1 ratio.
Okay, George?
But the model is not giving a performance advantage. Self-penalizing rule was passed for the purpose of not having unnecessary DQs. That's why that rule was created and passed. And I know it doesn't specifically say what you do in every event, in every rule in the book, because it would be too difficult to do that. The basic idea is you don't unnecessarily DQ things unless they're unsafe.
And further, Roger, the big one only says the streamer has to be 5-to-1 ratio. It doesn't say it has to be deployed at 5-to-1.
Exactly.
It has to have 5-to-1.
Right. But is it deployed if it's still in the tube? I'm saying it's not deployed if it's still in the tube. And the parachute is not deployed if it's still in the tube.
More than 1 inches wide.
If it doesn't come out of the tube, on Booth glide, what constitutes glide is at least 45 degrees for a couple of seconds. If the streamer comes off the pod, doesn't matter because the pod doesn't have to be returned anyway. As far as separation, any separation is a DQ for the pink book. Set duration has to be flown first tomorrow before any other time event. As far as I'm concerned, you can fly open spot landing after that if you want to. The pink book does not specify when it has to be flown, but I expect you not to practice. 4A. We do have procedures in place that we were asked to come up with from the contest board. And basically, these are our official procedures. They are exactly like the tank book, but they go into a little more detail. So I'm going to give you an example. If you have an egg-lock rocket that is simple, non-dual deploy, you will check in any reloadable motor in the package, and you can check in your altimeter at that time to have recorded what time you have. Assemble your rocket, come back up to check-in. They're going to go according to this list, which was compiled by Jay Calvert. This will be up at the check-in table. This is every altimeter on the list. This is what it looks like. This is the appropriate power source. This is how to verify that it's zeroed or ready for the flight. And this is how to read it after it comes back to return. So this is what they're going to be using at check-in and return. Now, if you require black powder for ejection charges, then you do not have an LEUP. Our official procedure is that you will go to Jay Calvert with your basically almost ready to fly rocket. He will give you black powder for the charges. You'll step over to a table and prep it. Thank you. I was wondering where that was. And you will go directly over to check-in where this list will be followed. And that's what all these typewritten page says. This list will be followed. You will go over to pad assignment. You'll go out and fly it. In order to comply with people that are in charge of giving out LEUPs and covering black powder, we had to have the official procedure in place. Now, if you have black powder and you come up with your charges already done, then you must have an LEUP or be allowed to handle it, as far as I'm concerned. So, this is our official procedure. If you don't need black powder, you have your own, have another source, fine. Any questions?
Another one I'm planning on running on that one is a quarter inch rod. Are there going to be bigger rods?
There will be quarter inch rods and there will be rails available on Egg Day. Both. We will be pulling them off the sport range.
You know what the specifications on the length of those rails are?
I don't know whether they're 6 or 8, but I can find out.
There's a couple of 8s, most of them are 6.
Okay. So we can have either. All right. Thank you, Matt. Let's see. Just so that you all know, the Estes G40 and G80 motors are not contest certified and will not be allowed. And no Sparky motors are contest certified. We will have the list of certified motors at the range tent, along with the pink book and the list of approved altimeters, if anybody has a question. Okay. As far as special things on the field, please don't drive on the crotch. You can drive around them, get near where your model is, but then walk in, please, because they do sell those props for money, so they are allowing us to be there. They have brush hog 40 acres for me out there if you haven't been out to the field yet, so it's about this tall. There is still a fire danger because it is so dry, but I don't think it's going to be a problem on the contest range. We'll have extra firefighting equipment on Egg Day just because they're bigger loads. If your racket happens to go on the power lines, we do have phone numbers to call so that they will come out and get them off the power lines. So especially if it's your egg that's hanging up there, you know, we will get it back. It may not be right that second, but we will get it back. If there is a 10.4 return applicable to that event, then of course I'll look at it and we'll mark it a 10.4 until we get your rocket down. Please don't go in the water, in the big icky. You really don't want to go in there. We do have a boat available for staff to go out and retrieve your rocket if it goes in there and it's really important to you. It has your egg, it has an altimeter, you know, something else big, a casing you want to get back, as long as we can get to it safely. We have recovered stuff out of there and sometimes it gets pushed to the other shore and you can just pick it up. But it's about 1 mile by 2 miles. It's this pond, and actually where we're flying is what used to be the settlement ponds before they put that big lake in. So this is permanently dry, you know, they're not going to be using it anymore. They just don't want to take the time or the money to fill it all in, so we have gullies. So please watch for your walking, there's holes and groundhog holes out there. As far as the crops, the spray arms, this is still not potable water, but it is cleaner than the stuff in pot. Not by much, it's partially treated. So if you happen to get caught under one of those, first of all, if you know your rocket's under there, we have rain jackets and stuff available so that you can go under without getting wet. They're in our shed. If you do happen to get thoroughly soaked, we will have a shower tent at first aid at the Smash Range tent right across from the contest range where you are more than welcome to shower. It's a solar shower, so you can at least get the majority of it off you and not offend your friends or teammates. We are recycling this year, and you will find 3 trash cans at each location. The first one has a hole in the cover for aluminum cans, plastic water bottles, stuff like that. There is a 10-cent refund on aluminum cans bought in Michigan. So if you want to donate your dime, drop it in there. We'll take care of it. Then there is another can that's for clean recyclable materials, paper, cardboard, plastic, not pizza boxes. That would go in the garbage can, which would be there too. We are also, just as a side point, using solar panel trucks to power our laptops. And also there are solar panels out there right now charging all the batteries for our communication systems, so that we don't have to worry about charging batteries. And we will have 3 laptops, 2 for data entry and 1 for viewing so that you can see your results. We'll also have a wireless network that we will get you the address for so that you can pick it up on your laptop or smartphone and see what the results are as we update. Any questions on it? Good. Well, let's see.
Actually, you didn't say what the limits were on Route 10.4.
Pardon me?
You didn't say what your limits were on Route 10.4 as far as travel. How far are you guys going to travel for identification?
I will travel... Well,
go for it, Dan. Go all the way. Yeah. Go for it, all the way.
I will travel. I'll let the pond border me on the south side. Okay. And the there's a drainage ditch on the west that's way past the trees. So I'm just going to make it that far so you get caught in the trees first. As far as the other side, if it's on the rig, one of the rigs on the north side of the road, there's a line of pine trees. But behind that is another alfalfa field the size of the one that's to the east of the range. So it's a big open area back there. And about the only thing it could get caught on is that line of trees or on the rig itself over in the alfalfa. And if it goes on the rig, we can recover it. We're just going to have a staff member do it. We don't want you climbing on the rigs and getting in that water.
The circulars to the east, I mean, it wasn't running today, right?
It usually, no. It does run, but it usually runs at a different time than when we're out there. So, like, when I'm out there probably tomorrow morning at 6:30, it's probably going to be running, but by the time you get there, it's going to be off to where it's out of our way.
I got something there. So I was told by a staff member that alfalfa to the east is going to be cut during this week.
Oh,
we didn't know what day. It's real fast. It'll take one whole day. It'll be good for us when it's gone. It'll be easier for my rockets. But the day they're cutting, we'll have to be careful.
Or it's going to end up a piece of the Best Midwest Qualified Award.
Yeah. Radio control. 72 megahertz.
Yes. There is an RC club that is in the area. We found out today that they were flying, and they said they lost three planes, and they're blaming us for not knowing that we were flying any RC. And they are 3 miles away. They were flying 72 megahertz. My sport range manager, Rob Dickinson, is contacting that club. He's my liaison with them. So we will have to get you some further instructions on how we're going to handle RC, especially on boost glide, or if you want to fly it just around the range, we're going to have to make sure that we're coordinating frequencies with them. So please see me and or Rob Dickinson before you fly any more RC.
Before you turn the transmitter on.
Before you turn the transmitter on, correct. And I guess there was, I was told that there was someone that was flying a glider today that it crashed.
That
was not that. It was not that. Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. And where do you want to finish? Yes. They will be... I'm not sure we thought of that. Let me get back to you on that.
Usually the end of the day.
Pardon me? And
15 minutes at the end of the day.
So then the last shift, we're going to stick around?
What's the question?
The question is, when are we going to do fly-offs for multi-round?
Maxed out. Sure they answered maxed out.
Realistically, you probably don't have any for streamer, but you'll probably have one for parachute. Just really good.
Wednesday. Actually, we could do it Wednesday. We don't have any timer requirements on Wednesday for GEGLA. Wednesday?
For Baltimore?
Yep.
And which range crew will be covering that?
Which range crew?
You mean, what time will we fly them?
Yeah.
I'd say, well, I'd like it first thing in the morning. If you've seen the, if you haven't seen the weather out there, that's the best time to fly. It actually after we close the range from like 5 to 7. Yeah, yeah, because the timers would be way out of the way. Because there's no time.
They have to show up.
They have to show up every day, and I can dismiss them, but they have to show up in person in case I need them somewhere else because there's other positions they need.
That car is going to move about to be towed.
Car with a handicap plate 4493E5 needs to move because it's about to be towed.
What state?
Michigan.
It's one of you people.
It's an Uber.
Are cars allowed to drive on the roads around the Bronx?
Yes. You can drive cars on any of the roads. You can drive them on the edge of the crop circles, but not actually into the crop.
So if you just for information, I happen to find this out, I won't say how. If you go straight south from the range head, there's a big ditch full of water, so you can't actually get to the pond by going straight. So if you're going that far, you got to go all the way back around the road and get up behind.
Yeah. The ditches are deep enough that you can't get across them as you're going south. But there are access roads to get in between the ditches and also actually to get up on the access road that goes around the berm that goes around the lake. So if you want to go sightseeing. I won't tell you what kind of sightseeing.
The pond.
Well, these ditches remind everybody of their happen to get in the ditch, we have the waders that you could walk into the ditch if you wanted to the waders.
Yes, we do have waders available also. We also have what we call the Wonder Hole, which is a long extendable fiberglass pole that you can grab, you know, kind of lift something out with it, get a hold of the shock cord or something from the parachute or streamer and or the rocket itself, and you can drag it to shore. So without getting anything with your hands wet when you grab the rocket. Unless you fall in, and that's not my fault.
So you can drive under the power lines? Is there a road there?
Yes. Yes, there is. Sorry, I was just writing these notes, so I'm way out of order. There is an updated range duty schedule. I had to make a couple of changes. And I know that most of you did not get the new ones in your packet. The new ones do say updated as of this morning, and that the changes are in bold, and they're available as registration table if you've got one of the older ones in your packet. For people that picked up their packets today, we did put the new ones in, so you should have the one that says updated. It didn't affect everybody, but if you want to know who's going to be where, basically this is it. There's just one change that is not here. And I found out after I got back to the old one. Okay, let's see. What else do I have here? You probably noticed in your packets that there are no banquet tickets. If you paid for the banquet, you have a gold star on your tag. If you have banquet guests, you need to get with registration and get them a banquet guest name tag.
If you're not signed up for banquet, can you still do so?
You can do so until tomorrow when I have to turn in the final count, but I need the money when you tell me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And it is $34 a person, adult, and $17? I think it's 17 for children.
Can a guest come to the awards and not have to come to the banquet and still
after 7:30. From 6:30 to 7:30 is the dinner. So if you want to just come to the awards banquet, you can come in at 7:30. More than welcome to. If you don't want to have a wonderful dinner, then we're going to which I don't know if I put it out there, but it is a plated salad, and then there's going to be a penne and sausage stew that's served family style, and there will be, I believe, an assortment of cheese and crackers to start with, And then the entrees are going to be salmon, pork loin, and chicken. And chef's choice of vegetables, rolls of butter. And then the dessert will be a dessert selection of mini cheesecakes, mini eclairs, a chocolate framboise mousse, and a chocolate Grand Marnier mousse, which is raspberry chocolate and orange chocolate.
And a vegetarian.
And a vegetarian, if, yeah, a vegetarian pasta is available. Anything I haven't covered that somebody wants to hear about?
Is there food out at the range?
There is food on the range. The area Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are doing that for us. It is down towards the sport range. They've been doing usually two things a day. They did hamburgers and hot dogs with a chip and a dessert and a pop for $5 yesterday. And today they did nachos or chili dogs or hot dogs with the chips and a dessert and pop for $5. So
changing their menu every day.
Yeah, they're changing it up a little bit. I mean, it's a lot of it's going to be hamburgers and hot dogs, but they're really good. And it's hot and it's right there and it's quick. And they have free water. If you have a bottle, they have big tubs up there. You can go fill it up. You can buy bottled water. You can fill up your own bottle. So if you're walking by, fill your water bottle. And then recycle it when you're done.
It's just water to make it.
I wanted to warn people about the raspberries out there. Everything got mowed, but the raspberries kind of branched out and root, and it's a major tripping hazard.
Yeah,
sure. Okay,
so
thank you.
Definitely in the parking area. I don't know how much it spreads out elsewhere, but be very careful when you're walking or running that these things don't reach up and grab you and trip you, and they have nice horns on too.
Oh, great. Lovely.
Definitely not a place to be wearing sandals.
And there are, I would recommend that you use off. There are biting flies, and this is tick season, so be vigilant, checking your legs for ticks. Yeah, Kim?
Can you tell us who the
timer is going to be measuring? I haven't picked anyone. I'm probably going to have to be doing it. I'm probably going to have to do it on the beginning of each shift. I will pick someone at that time to be off the timer. I have selected to use, if returns is not busy on red shift, Cassidy Steele will be overseeing the timer. On black shift, John Brome. On green shift, Ed LaCroix. And on blue team, Andrew Rankage. Yeah.
At what point does check-in close, and what is the procedure for the other day as far as that's
concerned? Check-in closes, I believe it says it closes, it looks kind of
10 minutes or 15.
And any returns made after that time, you need to get with me, and you will find my cell number in here, so that I can accept your return.
So if we find our model at 5:30, we should just call you then?
Let me look at the, because it closes at 4, let me see what the time is.
Will you get your local number again?
Yeah, 231-725-5225. Didn't get that, 231-725-5225.
Pinkbutt won't have a time in there. You do decide what to read all the time.
I think we're going to close check-in at 10 minutes to the hour, 10 minutes to 5 or to 4. And then you will have, and if I'm, and if it does specify here, somebody can tell me that I'm wrong. I'm going to give you 2 hours to return him out. I'll give you till 6. All right. All right. I thought it specified in the book that it was an hour, but I'm going to give it to you. Just because I like that. Anything else? Yes?
Can I make a request for minimum coverage office?
Absolutely.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I tried to arrange for the NARAM event coverage authors by email, so I do have some of them already. A helicopter duration, John Stenberg is doing. A super rock duration, Chris Flanagan is doing. D and G Eggwald, Alyssa Stenberg is writing that up. Research and development, Patrick Peterson, classic model, Jack Haggerty, sports scale, Patrick McCarthy. But I do need volunteers for the following. Set duration, C streamer duration multi-round, open spot landing, parachute duration multi-round, and B boost glide duration. Who would like to volunteer to write those terms? Yes, sir?
I can take a boost glider.
B, and your name?
Zach, D-H, coffee like the term.
All right. Anybody else? A parachute, open spot, C streamer, set duration?
I'll do
OSL. OSL, open spot landing. Name? Jonathan Dunbar. Anybody else?
C-Speed,
yes.
A parachute
multi rounds. A parachute multi round.
Mr. Brian. Brian and Sean.
What's that?
Both of
them. Oh, the music goes.
G4.
I'm pushed down with the mini pros. All right. Yes, sir?
Jacob Rain, set duration.
Set duration, Jacob Rain will do for it. And that leaves what? Anything? Oh, C-streamer duration.
The one that's either named
Streamer?
It's only it's less than 500 words you got to write. For posterity in the magazine?
Yes, sir.
I'll do it.
He does with such a
I won't be able to see any
of it. Well, you can talk to people afterwards, too. Is there any comments about turning on the car?
By, I think it's 11:30. Nope, 8:30 to 11 p.m. is sports scale classic model at R&D Turin in the President Ballroom, which is right next door. Yes. I should. Come on up. I'll share.
My name is Joyce Guzik, and I'm one of the NAR trustees. In the last 2 years, we have sponsored a travel grant program for B Divisioners for their first time at NARAM. And I wanted to see, I haven't met them yet, if any of our B Division or Travel Grant winners are here. And if they would stand up, I would like to introduce them. Okay. Well, maybe you each could come up and tell us your name and where you're from. And I would like all of you to be mentors to these three this week. This is their first time here.
I'm John Ingartula. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm a student at North Lake College Prep.
Welcome.
I'm Min Trent. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I'm from the same school.
I'm James Saab. I'm from Westfield, Indiana, and I'm just here to help.
Rocketry activities. It might be the evening before the C Division R&D or some other day this week. We'll have to work it out. So be on the lookout for maybe a sign outside one of these rooms about when the presentation will be.
Okay, if I can go back to range closing and turn in. If you happen to have brought your participant's handbook on page 3. Check-in for each event will close 10 minutes prior to the end of time for that event. The PATS Climate Queue will close 5 minutes prior to the time for that event. After the close of an event, all flights will be processed out of the assignment queue through a single launch attempt. Misfires on the pad after event close will not be granted additional launch attempts. For returns requiring a return model, that return must be made within 120 minutes from the end of the close of that event. Late returns can be made at the Vandervoort's trailer, which is directly to the southeast of the smash tent, which is directly across from the contest range.
It's mine.
That's all right. It'll stop in a second. They really want me to leave a message.
They can't be a return model yet.
Okay, or you can return it here at the hotel to me in my room, and I haven't checked in yet, so I don't know where that is. Or you can call me on my cell phone, and then I'll tell you where my room is. I haven't been home. I've been in the field all day. So you can leave a message if there's no answer, and I'll check this in a minute just to make sure there's no return.
Could you do a return, call your cell phone and notify you that we have that? Within 2 hours, close to your
I will, pardon me? You can do that. Okay, as long as I see it eventually.
Because
you know, not
if
like
Pam did dinner or something, she's not going to run out. She's
right.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I'm over at Red Lobster. You want to bring it over here? And I'm at the third table next to the door.
Well, you're mine.
Hey, if I'm returning your model, you better be buying for me.
Scrambled egg.
Scrambled egg, great. I hope they haven't been out in the sun all day. Let's see. The 10.4 return applies to all events except egg lofting, of course. We don't have any no trespassing signs out there, other than not to drive on the crops. So I will not go into the settlement pond to verify that your rocket is there. I will not go out there to see if your rocket is there.
Where is your sense of adventure?
You haven't seen that. That's a scary pun. And it doesn't smell too good. FRS radios. Our communication systems are all based on FRS radios. We have four. We had five, but we blew two amps. We have four communication systems set up, PA systems set up at the range, two for contest, two for sport range, that have speakers that will broadcast. If you want to pick up the communications, NARAM management is on channel 6. The contest range is on channel 7, and the sport range is on channel 8. Please don't broadcast on 7 or 8, if that's for announcements only. If you need me and it's an emergency, you can call me on 6, you can call me on my cell phone. Okay? But use any of the other channels for your normal or section communication. Let's see. Okay, we've already talked about that. Tomorrow night is the NAR town meeting, which will be in this room. Tuesday night is the auction, which will be in this room. Wednesday is the dead cow soiree, as homage to the field that we used to fly at down in Delton, which was the Prairieville Farmers Hall of Fame, and we flew on Cowatorium Drive. So we've kind of named that in honor of them. You are on your own for dinner that evening. It is not a dinner event. We will have celebratory cake, hopefully that looks like a cow. There will be a cash bar, and then I've also arranged for free pop, basically all you can drink. So we'll have that. We'll be able to socialize. You'll be able to, you know, get something from the cash bar and go heckle the A and B divisioners that are doing their R&D presentation, which will be, now the dead cow soiree will be in the last ballroom down here, which is the Governor Ballroom. President?
No,
we're in the governor. It's in the Senate Ballroom, which is the fourth one down here. Directly across from that is the Diplomat Amphitheater, and that's where the R&D presentations are going to be given, both nights, Wednesday night and Thursday night. Also, on Thursday night, there is a contestant forum from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in this room, and that will have an agenda. I don't know if you saw the email that you were asked to submit ideas, and they will pick four or five things that they're going to discuss there. So you might want to stop in for the contestants forum.
I think Ed
LaCroix is handling that. Right?
Yep.
Anything you want to say about it?
Two or three items would be.
Two or three. Okay. All right.
Please come.
Also, we will be having a vendor's marketplace, is what I decided to name it, and it'll be in the hallway outside the ballrooms here. We'll have tables set up for the vendors, kind of like at last year's NARA, where everybody tried to crowd into the build room and try and build, and the vendors had their stuff, and it was real crowded, but it was a lot of fun, and it gave them another opportunity to show their wares. And there are some vendors that are committing to be here. E-Rockets is one. And we will have craftsmanship viewing from 8 to 10:30. From 10:30 to 11:30 is pickup, and you'd also be able to check in motors for Friday for flying so that you don't have to do it in the field, you can get it prepped. Then on Friday night, there will be a cocktail hour from 5:30 to 6:30. If you're not staying for dinner, then I'll ask you to come back at 7:30. From 6:30 to 7:30 is dinner, and then from 7:30 to 11:30, or depending on how fast I can talk, is the awards presentation. Yes?
John Parker, I'm running the Arts booth. The vendor's thing is on Thursday. You need to be aware, if you shot out here, that some of the vendors are only planning to be here until like Monday or Tuesday. So like Shemrock and Bliskins both have other obligations, and they're not going to be here all week, so we'll assume them to get there early and see.
And Estes has already left today. Vernon Leader will be here tomorrow. There are a couple of high power events, if you're not aware of them. We are running high horizontal super rock, of which you'll find the rules in your book here. These, of course, aren't 4 points yet, but if you really like them, then maybe they could be eventually part of the high power pick. And H time recovery, and you can see Rob Dickinson. Those can be flown anytime during the week on the sport range.
And if anybody wants to write that up for the magazine.
There you go.
Unfortunately, if you weren't there last night was the Swamp Gas Night Launch.
Yay!
Those of you that were there, we had a really good time. We actually launched 4 rounds of rockets off the contest range. Some of them were more spectacular than others, but we had a good time, and we had the range all illuminated with solar lights, and everybody was Christmas lights up, and it was very festive, and we had a good time. We will be awarding, there were no gliders flown, but there were a lot of rockets, and we will be awarding first, second, and third place Friday night for the ones who scored the highest. The judges were Jack Haggerty and Randy Boatwin.
We found the top one.
Yep, got it.
Yep, you got it. Thank you. Today we had the Mercury Atlas launch, and I was watching as all the models were checked in, and I've chosen one for best of show that will get a medal on Friday that will be announced at that time. And we had quite a few entries, so I was happy with that. Yesterday we had the Imagination Celebration with Rob Edmonds.
Yay.
Who flew in and did his thing and flew out again. And after a little bit of technical glitches, we actually got through that and had quite an interesting show. Let's see. I think I pretty much covered everything that's in here. There is a list on the back here of my staff. If you need to know who's handling my equipment. That would be John Vandervoort if you're having an equipment problem on the field.
Yellow hat.
Pardon me?
Yellow hat people.
Yellow hat people. Okay, I'm the only one in pink. Everybody else, this is John Vandervoort right here, my equipment manager.
Hi, John.
And they are all in gold hats with the NARM logo so that you can tell a staff member. I was going to try doing something with the tag, and I figured you would be able to see it. So put hats on them all, and you can see them at a glance. Anything else I can do for anybody?
On the tables up here at front is a printout of all the contestants. If everybody could just check your name on there, particularly your NAR number and your section affiliation, make sure that's correct.
And your division, because I know we had some problems with the website flipping back to A division. So,
yes,
you know, if you're like 62 and you're listed as A division, that's a problem. Or if you're listed as A division, you're a sport flyer. Don't think we're going to get very many points for you. We need to take you out of there. But yes, please do check that carefully so that we can be as accurate as possible. Results from the events will be posted in the build room, which I hope you all saw that we have a build room. And they will be posted on the board in there.
I intend to keep the build room open 24 hours a day.
We intend to keep the build room open all day, 24 hours. So you can go in there. If you can't sleep and you just have to build a rocket, you know, we've got a place for you to go.
No
spray painting. I said no spray painting. I don't want to have to dig in the carpet. One thing I did miss is the auction, the Canon Education auction. And I don't know how many of you were out in the field tonight or over the weekend, but if you saw the Estes booth and saw some of the stuff that they had laid out on the table there, and you saw the red maps that he had there, he just gave me all that stuff. He gave me everything out of his booth, including the table. I'm not auctioning the table. But that red mat with the G80 motor to fly it will be in the auction. And there's a lot of other, he gave me a couple hundred rockets. Yes?
Are you going to post the standings update on the field for the contest flyers? Other times, you kept a running score.
On the field,
yes.
It'll be displayed on the laptop up at the contest range, or we're going to have a wireless network that you can access with your own laptop or your cell phone. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we know the IP address yet, Chris? It'll probably change daily.
Okay. So that IP address will be on a piece of paper taped in front of the laptop up there. So come on up the first time, you know, get that number, and then you can access it from wherever you are. Yes.
Auction.
You can see Randy or I will take care of that. Thank you very much. Yes.
There was something posted about Fly at Paikit. Do you know anything
about that? Oh, yes. The Fly at Paikit program is being handled by Maria Ha.
Okay.
And actually, we have like an addition to it. She has models that are pre-made that a young person can come up that has never flown a model. They get a rocket. They get the motor. They get to go fly it. And then we were generously donated us a lot of old Estes kits from Commonwealth that the kids then get a kit to build later. So they have a fully flyable rocket to fly right now, and then they have a kit to build later.
If we have donations for that?
If we have donations for that, you can see Maria Ha at the Sport Range tent.
Thank you.
Have I talked over my hour yet?
No.
2 minutes. 2 minutes warning.
2 minutes.
Well, I should probably introduce myself. I'm Randy Bogley. Many of you, I know many of you because NARM 49, but I'm coordinating everything that's going on at the hotel. So if you have any issues at all that are going on, please let me know. The restaurant is wonderful. They've got some great food. Pricing isn't bad. Take advantage of that. There's a lot of places to eat around here as well, so take advantage of that.
Not on Sunday night.
Oh, did we tell you that this is a very religious community?
Everybody closed on Sunday.
Everybody takes the day off. They go out and fly rockets at the field. So anyway, if you've got any issues with the hotel, please let me know. Everything's going on in one of the small ways. They're pretty gracious about getting things taken care of for us. Sorry about the mic, but I was off getting a mic.
There was a posting on the internet on one of the Yahoo groups that I saw today, thanks to Bob Pemblow, who contacted the hotel and told them we really need breakfast earlier.
I didn't contact
you. Didn't
they told me.
They told you.
They did.
Okay. Well, he was gracious enough to put it out there that they're going to open at 6 o'clock, so that you can begin breakfast here. You can do that, and then, of course, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts will have food on the field available for you, so you really don't need to go anywhere. Oh, yes, and if you're staying here at the host hotel and you are a Priority Club rewards member, you will get coupons that get you a free breakfast or a drink in the evening. So, depending on how your day was. And that's a nice little perk to have. If you're not a member, go sign up online and take your card and say, I forgot to give you this when I signed up, when I checked in. So it's not too late to do that, because we're all just checking in. Okay, I'm probably at about 8:30 right now. Anything else? Sounds like that's it. Fly and start tomorrow. Oh, oh.
The scale judging room is open, 8:30 to 11. Scale judges, please be there or navigate sometime around 11 so we can get things organized on how we're going to proceed, and hopefully a little bit in between too, so I'm not going to be the whole time.
Okay, thank you very much. Happy flying.